Tradition 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. The 11th tradition is the cornerstone of NA's public relations policy. But Tradition 11 is only one of six traditions that address various aspects of our relations with the public. The third and fifth traditions talk about the primary purpose and ultimate target of our public relations efforts. Traditions 6 and 7 describe the nature of our relations with other organizations, and the 10th tradition details our policy concerning public pronouncements on issues outside the scope of our recovery program. Clearly, our traditions are just as concerned with our public relations as they are with our internal relations. Most NA groups have some sort of contact with the public in their everyday affairs, but the public relations spoken of in the 11th tradition are more deliberate than our group's routine encounters with those outside the fellowship. The existence of a public relations policy implies the importance of a public relations program in carrying out our fellowship's primary purpose. Public information work done properly is not promotion. Rather, it seeks to make NA attractive to those who might need us. As NA groups, service boards, and committees, we deliberately and energetically cultivate good public relations, not as an incidental result of our normal activity, but as a way to better carry our message to addicts. Narcotics Anonymous is not a secret society. Tradition 11 speaks to personal anonymity, not fellowship anonymity. The better known we are by the public, the more likely it is that addicts seeking recovery or their friends, relatives, or co-workers will think of us and know where to find us when they decide to seek help. One way to take part in NA's public relations program is to become involved in the local public information subcommittee. The 11th tradition tells us that when we engage in public relations activity, we are to speak simply and directly of what Narcotics Anonymous is and what we do. We are not to make exaggerated claims about NA. Our public relations efforts should be as inviting and non-promotional as our program itself, saying to addicts and society at large, if you want what we have to offer, this is what we are and how we work. If we can be of service, please let us know. Some organizations use celebrity members as public spokespersons, hoping to enhance the organization's credibility by tying it to the celebrity's status. This may be fine for other organizations, but Tradition 11 tells us in no uncertain terms that in NA's public relations efforts, we must never do this, not with celebrity members, not with any member. If our fellowship used a celebrity member in a public announcement about NA and the celebrity later relapsed or otherwise suffered a loss of prestige, what good would that do our fellowship's credibility? The same could apply to any individual member put in the public spotlight on NA's behalf. The credibility of NA's message can be greatly affected by NA's messengers. In the public eye, including press, radio, films, and all other media, we need always maintain personal anonymity. The same applies to other kinds of public information work. Public anonymity helps keep the focus of our public relations on the NA message, not the PI workers involved. We never do PI work alone, because a team, even a pair, better displays NA as a fellowship to the public, while individuals tend to draw attention to themselves. Teams also tend to keep the personalities of their members in check. The better to ensure that NA and not the individual addict is what we present to the public. The truism that an addict alone is in bad company applies to our public relations efforts just as well as to our personal recovery. In most circumstances, though, personal anonymity is a purely personal decision. However closely we may have guarded the secret of our addiction, most of those close to us probably knew we were in trouble when we were using. Today it may be helpful to tell them about our recovery and our membership in Narcotics Anonymous. Other circumstances may also warrant the disclosure of our NA membership. When a friend tells us about the struggles another person is having with addiction, we may want to let that friend know about Narcotics Anonymous and what it has done for us. When a coworker has a drug problem, we may want to share our experience with that person. None of us will want to indiscriminately trumpet all the gory details of our addiction to everyone in town, nor will we disclose our NA membership to everyone we meet. When we think we may be helpful to someone, however, it may be appropriate to share a bit of our story and the recovery we've found in Narcotics Anonymous. All our members play a part in our public relations, whether or not they're involved in public information work. When individual addicts demonstrate recovery at work in their lives, they become our strongest attraction, a living testament of NA's effectiveness. Seeing us now, those who know what we were once like will spread the word to those they meet that NA works. The further that message is carried, the more likely it is that addicts seeking recovery will be attracted to the warm, loving support of our fellowship. By the same token, we must remember that wherever we go, we always represent NA to some degree. If we are seen acting poorly while we prominently display an NA logo on our T-shirt, we carry a distinctly unattractive message about our fellowship to the public. What we say and what we do reflects on our NA recovery and the NA fellowship. As responsible NA members, we want that reflection to be a source of attraction rather than a source of embarrassment. Applying spiritual principles. Tradition 11 is an expression of our faith in the effectiveness of our program. As a fellowship, our primary purpose is to carry the recovery message to the still suffering addict. To fulfill that primary purpose, we do not need a promotional public relations policy. To gain public goodwill and attract addicts to our meetings, all we need to do is clearly and simply describe the Narcotics Anonymous program. We need neither fanfare, overblown claims, nor celebrity endorsements to build our public relations. We have faith that the effectiveness of our fellowship, once made known, will speak for itself. The principle of service, critical to the application of our 11th tradition, is not a passive principle. To be of maximum service to the still suffering addict, we must energetically seek to carry our message throughout our cities, towns, and villages. Our public relations policy is based on attraction, to be sure, not promotion. But to attract the still suffering addict to our program, we must take vigorous steps to make our program widely known. The better and broader our public relations, the better we will be able to serve. Earlier in this chapter, we spoke of the more practical aspects of public anonymity. But as we will see in the next chapter, anonymity is far more than just a practical consideration to be taken into account in carrying out our public relations program. Each of us has our own life, our own words, and our own story, all adding dimension and color to the message of our fellowship. But the message we carry to society is not the message of how great we are as individuals. The primary purpose of our public relations efforts is to tell the story of Narcotics Anonymous and what our program offers to the still suffering addict. Our practice of public anonymity is built on the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.